Tana Kirus. Who is the Tana of this next braiso that said that if you Iker, you have to make another bracha? Is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a kash on Rabbi Chisda, because that braiso is the Yochid, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana you will learn. Chaverim Shoyim Subin. If you have a chabura of people sitting and eating together, the Okru Raglayim, and they got up, they were Iker Raglayim. So Rashbam always says the Deek is because it says Loshin Okru. Okru is mashma that there was a chabura that really, as we spoke before, the akiras mashma the mishumihiras hey nekrin. Avolim loichein adayin hoyosrichin lamdoiv levorach bracha shlachreim. So mashma, really these are things that you have to make a bracha chreino bimkoimim. And if not for something special that came up, you wouldn't be able to get up. Then first you'd have to make a bracha chreino bimkoimim. Now something special came up, that the Okru Raglayim, they picked himself up and went away without making a bracha chreina. What was the special thing? Leilech lebeis haKnesses. They didn't daven mincha yet, so they went to shul lebeis haMedrash. Is kishen yotzin. In such a case, when they leave the room, ein tunim bracha l'mafrayim. They do not have to make a bracha chreina before they leave. And since they're going with dvar mitzvah, they're going to daven, so even though usually you're not supposed to leave your mokum until you eat bench, until you make a bracha achreina, that's always the chilam. But he mashma utzarach mitzvah tzmuta. Ukeshein chayzer, when they come back again after davening, ain't tuna bracha chilam. They do not have to make a bracha rishayin again. Now the Tana Kama l'chur, this is the way Reb Chisda paskins, that as long as these are things that need a bracha achreina, then kaimon is a chashiba bracha achreina, which we had on machlokes before. The Rashbam is the most cool dikashita that learns any one of the shiva saminim is considered a bracha achreina b'mkoyman. If you have to make al gefin or priya gefin or eitz al eitz or priya eitz, anything from the shiva saminim, the bracha achreina is a chosh of a bracha, that you have to make that bracha achreina b'mkoyman. If you walk away, you have to come back again and make the bracha achreina that mokum. So since you have to make it there, even if you leave the place and go someplace else, you didn't finish eating, and you have a right to continue eating without making a bracha b'shoyna. That's the Rashbam Shita. We spoke out, Tosis says the Shita is no only pas, Tosis says, or else maybe Tosis says Allah Michia. If you're eating cake, also that's called the Chashav Baruch HaChreinom. So if you're in the middle of eating cake, you go outside and go to another house, you don't have to make a Baruch HaChreinom. La locha l'mais we paskin l'kula leti Rashbam. That il avadim etchila, you're not supposed to leave your place unless you make a Baruch HaChreinom. Let's say you were eating dates, or you're drinking wine, and for some reason you went outside the house, you went to another house, and you want to continue drinking wine or eating your dates, you do not have to make a bracha b'shoyna. Because b'di'evet, we pass the letter Rashbam. That's also considered tuna bracha l'achrayim. Now, so far this is a Tana Kama. The Omer Rav Yehuda says though, v'med v'ar mamurim, when was this said? Now usually the Gemara in Chulm always says that when Rav Yehuda says a lashon of b'med, it's l'chalik. He's coming to argue on the Tana Kama. Amosai, when Rav Yehuda used the lashon of Amosai, then l'farish duvei chomim bo. Then he's coming to explain what the Chum hold. So here Rav Yehuda says the Lashon of Bameh. Mashmi is arguing on the Tanakhama. That the Tanakhama says no matter what, since you ate something that you have to make a bracha achreina b'mkoyman, when you left, you do not have to make a bracha rishayin again. Rav Yehuda argues and says no. Bameh devar mamurim, when is this said that you don't have to make another bracha rishayin? That's only bizman shenichu shom miksas chaverim. That when you left, there was at least one person remaining over. So you have five people to start out with. If four people went to shul to daven mincha, as long as one person remained over, then when the other four people come back, they do not have to make a bracha rishayna. Let's say all five people left. They did not leave over anybody. Everybody left the place. Then Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, kishen yoytzin, yishno, before you leave, tunim bracha mafreya. Lechatchila, before you leave, you're supposed to make a bracha achreina before you leave. Ukushen chayzrin. Now, when you return, and it's tunim bracha lechatchila, you have to make another bracha before you start eating. So Taisa speaks out, lechur, this is pshita. Like, if you tell me before you leave, you have to make a bracha achreina, so pshita, if you made a bracha achreina, that's it, you finished eating. When you come back, pshita, you have to make a bracha rishayna. Like, what have you this chiddush here? True, let's tell the Rashbam, they were drinking wine. So he says, now you want to stop and go to shul, you should know, before you leave, you have to make an al gefen v'al priya gefen. So if you made yal bracha chreinom, pshita when you come back, you have to make a bracha rishayna. What's Rav Yehuda's chiddush? So Tanya's really learned is l'tzad and ketani. And Rav Yehuda's saying is, that l'chitchila really, if you ask us, before you leave, you should not leave unless you make a bracha chreinom. But then he's saying a chiddush. Let's say it was late already. The time was talk daven mincha. So you ran out without breaking a bracha achareinu. Now the chiddush is, when you come back again, you should know before you start drinking wine again, you have to again make a bracha rishonim. But avada, the chiddush of making a bracha rishonim is where you did not make the bracha achareinu. Where you left the room, you were drinking wine, five people together. Then the shamash came in and said that we need a minyan for minyan, kadavim minchum. So all five ran out first kadavim minchum without a bracha achareinu. Now when they come back again, Rabbi Yehuda is being mechadish, they have to make a bracha rishonim. Even though these are dvorim hatuna bracha, Abim Kaimam. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from that shita. If all five people leave, nobody's left over, that's called Yom, it's called Hesach Hadas. You like finish eating at that place. Yom Mestiach Das. A Shinu Mokim is like Hesach Hadas. You have to make another bracha Rishonim. So then it's not a kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda taika pastel like the Tanakama here. We have a brisa that's totally, if you leave over somebody or not, that's the shita Yochid, Rav Yehuda shita. But Allah, we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is, Elo taimo did bidvorim hatuna bracha lachreim bimkoyman. Tikishen yoitzin ein tuna bracha lamachreya. What is Rav Chisda saying? That if you eat something, you drink something like wine, you also eat one of the Shiva Saminim, like the Rashbam learns, that is turning the bracha lachreim bimkoyman, you have to make the aleitz val priyates. You have to make it in the place where you finished eating. Then we say, Kishen choizrin ein tuna bracha lachatchila. That when you come back, you do not have to make a bracha rishonim. Since it's a chash of a Michael that the bracha chorena hadn't been in its place, and you didn't make the bracha chorena yet, so even though you left this room and you went to another house, either you're allowed to continue drinking the wine there, or else when you come back to this house, you're allowed to continue drinking. That's from Chiz Deshita. Avol dvorim shein tuna bracha lachreim. Let's say eating something like some fruit, eating apples, that the bracha chorena is only burning chashus, that you don't have to make in the same place where you finished eating. You're allowed to eat the apple here and go outside and make the bracha achreina someplace else. Hey, the varim she'ein to the bracha achreina b'mkaimam. You do not have to make the burn of hoshes at the place where you finished eating. You're allowed to make it someplace else. Is afilu l'rabbonim, even according to the Tanakam here, even according to Rabbonim, is alocha kishen yoitzim. When you leave your place, pshita l'chatchilam, is to the bracha l'machreya. Havada, if you're eating an apple and you leave your house now, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to leave until you make the burn of hoshes. Before you leave, make the burn of hoshes. Abu Kishen Chazrin, let's say you left and you did not make the burn of hoshes yet. You were in a rush. You had to go outside, you had to go someplace, you had to go to shul. And then you come back after shul and you want to continue eating your apple, the locher is tune in bracha l'chatchila. You have to make the bracha rishoner over again. This is what's master from the Rabbanan here, and that's like Rav Chisda holds. So, for the Gemara, leima tevatiyuf to the Rav Yechonin. By Bezoi, this should be a kasha on Rav Yechonin Shita. That Rav Yechonin before on top said that he holds v'yechad shinu makam ain't sarf levarach. Rav Yehuda holds Rav Yechonin Shita was there's no din shinu makam. Even though you're eating an apple here in this house and you leave this house, go to another house, as long as you are not mesiach das, you did not make up your mind. You're not need anymore. No, you had in mind you want to continue eating. So what's wrong? The fact is, you left this house, went to another house. He holds there's no psula shinu makam. Shinu makam is not called like Hesach Hadas. And the Rav Yechonin says it's tam, mashm, even apples, even soda, even something. The bracha achrayin is only a portion, a burn of pashas. Still, as long as you were not mesiach das, you did not give up, you didn't think you're going to stop eating, but you had in mind you want to continue eating, so you're allowed to continue eating. So who are this brisa now from the Rabbon and Sakash and Rabbi Yechonin? Because here it's mashma only Shiva Saminim, that the bracha achrayin has to be bimkoyman. Then we say shinu makim is not called a hefsik. But mashma clearly stam fruits or soda, which is not toin bracha bimkoyman. It is called a hefsik adas. And for zot gemara enech nami, for the gemara of olav miyay svinu chod ezimna, didn't we already ask one kashan on Rabbi Yechonin? We shrugged up already Rabbi Yechonin. That was the first brayse that we asked before, that meitzve, it says clearly, shinu makim tzorach levorach. It says clearly a brayse that shinu makim is a pastless. It has a din like hesach adas, that if you leave this house and go to another house, you have to make another bracha rishonim. So we already shrugged up Rabbi Yechonin one time. So what's the Gemara saying now? Let's shrug him up a second time. And the Gemara means to say like this, it's true. We already asked one kasha from that brisa. The Gemara means to say, we have another brisa now that would again be a kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. And the way the Rashbam explains it's a nafkamina. Let's say somehow you'll be able to answer the first braisa. Or maybe you'll tell me that first braisa is a shibush. Something went wrong with it. It's not a real braisa. So even if you want to answer the first braisa, the Gemara means this, though, l'churu, we have another braisa now. There would still be a kasha on Rabbi Yechon from this Tanakhama here. But the Tanakhama says clearly, you only don't have to make a bracha if it's a choshem, a bracha achreina. Then we say, since you have to make a bimkoimon, you never left eating. Ma'ashenke in stam avaru nefoshes. Here's mashma, when you finish eating and leave the house, it's called, you finished eating, it's called a hesekadas. So it should be a kasha again on Rabbi Yechon. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon can answer himself and say no. Omalach Rabbi Yechon, I'll tell you who adin the afilu dvorim she'ein tunim bracha l'achrein bimkoimon is nami ein tzrichin levorach. Maybe that's what the Tanakhama says, that if you leave your place to go to shul and come back again, you do not have to make a bracha rishonim. It's lav davka, something like a shiva saminim, but even anything, even if you're only drinking soda or you're eating an apple, that the bracha achrein is tamabar nefoshes, that you do not have to metchila make the bracha achreinim right here when you finish eating. You're allowed to go someplace else and make the bracha there. Still, maybe the rabbanon here hold like the Yechon and Shita, that shinu makom, even though you left this place and later you want to eat again, you do not have to make a bracha rishonim. Maybe they also hold shinu makom is never called hesek hadas. Obviously, the question is, v'ha diktani okru ragleim. Why did it say lush in this rice to okru ragleim, which was a diak Rashbam explained already? Okru mashma, something urgent came up and they had to pick themselves up and leave. But mashma, if nothing urgent came up, they would not be allowed to pick themselves up and leave, but rather they would have had to make the bracha achreina, didn't come up. So that was the lashon that okru is mashma, that we're talking about something that really the bracha achreina is supposed to be right now before you leave. You're not allowed to leave without making the bracha achreina. Because like b'shiva saminim, the bracha achreina has to be in the same place where you finish eating. Thus mashma, only now something urgent came up to go to shul, it's mutter. So Khura, why does it say such a lashon? If you want to tell me the Brisa is even talking about when you're drinking soda, that there you are allowed to leave without making the bracha achreina b'mkoimon. So why does the Brisa say a lashon of okru, which is mashma only the shiva saminim? So I'll answer you, l'yadiyach ha'koychot Rabbi Yehuda. I tell you, the Brisa wants to say a chiddush halibut to Rabbi Yehuda. It's saying a chiddush on Rabbi Yehuda shita. That what? The afilu dvorim she'etunim bracha l'achreina b'mkoimon, even if you're eating things that are choshev, like the shiva saminim. Now when you get finished eating, you have to make a bracha achreina b'mokim where you're finished eating, that lechetchila, you're not allowed to leave this mokim. You're not allowed to go to someplace else. Before you leave this mokim, you are supposed to make the bracha achreina. Still, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, taima denicho miktas chaverim. Why do we say when you went to shul to daven in the middle of your meal and you came back again, you do not have to make a bracha rishayna only because you left over somebody still eating? But let's say you did not leave over anybody. Everybody, all five people, went to shul at the same time. Then you have Yehuda Shita is, kishen yoytzim lechatchila, before you leave, is tuna bracha l'mafrayim. Before you leave now to go to shul, you're supposed to make the bracha achreina before you leave. But when they come back again, and let's say for some reason they did not make the bracha achreina when they left, and now they're coming back to continue eating their meal, the Yehuda Shita is, tunim bracha l'chila. They have to go now and make another bracha rishayna. Even if they're in the middle of eating a suda of pas, even if it's only shiva saminim, still Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, if all five people left, when they come back, they have to make a bracha rishayna. So I tell you, the reason why this bright says the lashon of ik okru, the rayim, is a talmud the chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But this will not be a kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. It could be the Tanakhama holds, even if nobody's left over, even if all five people went to shul, they're in the middle of eating, and they went to shul, they left their place. When they come back again, I'll tell you maybe they do not have to make a bracha rishayna. They're allowed to continue eating. And what things are we talking about? Lav davka lashon of ikru, where it was something you were supposed to make the bracha achreina b'mkoimon. Then maybe even if you're only like drinking soda, or you like eating fruits, apples, that there you are allowed to leave the place. Still, according to Tanakhama, when you come back, maybe a shinu makim is not considered hesek hadas. Since when you left, you had in mind to continue eating, you didn't want to finish eating, you just knew you had a daven mincha now. So in the middle of you eating your apples, you left them and went to daven. But you had in mind to come back to eat to continue eating, so as long as you're not mesiach das, you're allowed to continue eating without breaking the bracha rishayna. So from here, this price alone would not be a kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. But enoch nami, we don't hold like Rabbi Yechonin from the first price. But al pi pashkes, this price is a raya to Reb Chizda, that the Brice is talking about Vadavka, Dvorim, Shetunim, Brach, Lachrandom, Kaimim. Something like at least the Shiva Saminim. Or else the Matai Shetim is Davka, Burim, Mizonis. Then we say, if in the middle of eating cake, and we have Mavaya Lalochis, there's also only the Magen Avraham says like this. And Posh, that's the Lochim. And that's what we say, even by Dvorim, Hatunim, Brach, Lachrayim, it's only if you first ate a Kazayas. Like Lamoshki, you sat down to eat some bread. And before you ate a kezias of bread, right away you went outside the house. Then if you come back again, you would have to make a bracha rishon again. Because those svari, these are dvar matuna bracha lachreindam kaimon, means you have to make a bracha achreina. If you eat less than a kezias, you don't have to make a bracha achreina. So even if you ate a little bit cake or a little bit pas, but less than a kezias, you don't have to make a bracha achreina. So then we say when you get up and leave the house, that's called a hetzekadas. When you come back again, you have to make again a bracha rishon. Now, if you mean Amol, somebody wants to wash in the house and then finish eating a sandwich in the car. So if you want to continue eating the sandwich in the car, you have to make sure before you leave your house, you eat at least the kezias of the bread. So if you eat the kezias of the bread here, it's called Dvorim Atunim Brach Lachreindim Kaimim. You're supposed to metchil a bench right now. So then if you go outside and finish eating over there, it would be okay. But it has to be something that you ate at least the kezias that you turn Brach Lachrein. Toys speaks out to him that Mikan Mashma Shim Shokak Lispalo, Veniska Vyemsa Suda, somewhere in the middle of eating, and he reminds himself he didn't daven mincha yet. He didn't daven yet. Vispalo, so in the middle of davening you stop eating and you go to daven mincha, Shein Sorak Brocha. You do not have to make another brocha afilo katchila. Even a katchila you're allowed to leave. That's Mash of this Gemara here. Now since it's called the Dvar Mitzvah, so usually when you finish when you're eating and you want to leave the house, you're not supposed to leave until first you make the bracha achreina. But if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah to Davin, Mashma Matchila, you're allowed to get up and go Davin. And when you come back again, you do not have to make a bracha mishreina. O Mashavi Rab Yom Tifraya, Perkisu Adam Diyama, Mishna Bruchi, Bad Yadodi, Layefsham, Shetzorok Lavor of Bricha Samozin, Felito Yodov, Enuraya. Kurudera Tzachuri Desk Nakasha. The Gemara in Chulin says, every time when we bench Halakais. So the question is, when you get finished benching and you drink the kais, do you have to make again a bar piagofen or not? Do we say like, you drank one in the middle of the meal, and you have in mind that you want to drink the wine after the meal also? So, chura, if you get finished benching, do you have to make again a bracha or bar piagofen on the kais? So there the Gemara says, yes, you have to make another bar piagofen on the kais. You know why? Because it's not possible at the same second to bench and to drink. So, b'hechach, when you're benching, that's called a hefsik. That's called a Gesach Hadas. When you went down to bench, since at that time when you're talking, benching, you can't drink, that's called a Hesach Hadas, Hefsik, and when you drink again later, you have to make another bracha. So of course the kasher is then, it should be the same thing by davening. In the middle of your meal, even if you're drinking and eating pas, in the middle of your meal, now you realize you didn't daven, you get up to don't daven. So b'shash you're davening, you can't eat. So why don't we say the same svara? Since b'shash you're davening, you can't eat, let that be a Hefsik. And when you come back again to continue your meal, you should have to make a bracha rishon again. So Taisa says, no, it's no kasha. So he says, the davka ka be bricha samosin amrin lochi. Only over there if you bench. Then we say, when you get finished benching, you have to make another bracha rishon. To have a hefsig, u gma sudan. Because the whole pshat from benching is, you finish eating. What is bricha samosin? After you finish eating, you bench. So there we say that the benching is called like you finished eating, that's called a siluk. Now if you want to drink wine again, you have to make another bracha rishonim. Abu tefillah. But if in the middle of a meal you get up to daven mincha, afagav the mechel of tzlu yivada dod leyefsha. Even though while you're davening true you can't eat, of ein dekaklum. That's not the ikas svar in there, chulin. Just it means while you're davening you can't eat. Kesem kasha, while you're talking also you can't eat. And talking is not called hefsek in the middle of a meal. In other words, the ikas svar in the Gemara Chulin is if you bench. Benching is called the siluk. That's called you finished eating. So after benching, it's a svar. You have to make another bracha rishonim on the kosher yayin. Mashen can hear in the middle of a meal. You get up to daven mincha to daven something. When you come back, you do not have to make another bracha rishonim since you it's dvarim hatunim bracha lachrein b'mkaimam. You wait at least the gezayis before you left. So that's called the chashuv b'mokam, and you're going to come back to it. It's not called Hetzchadas. Yeah. Weiter. Mortanya kavosad Rav Chisda. I bring you now a riot to Rav Chisda. Tanya kavosad Rav Chisda. Chaverim shoyim mesubim lishtos yayin. You have a chabur, a few people together, went down to sit to drink wine together. The okru raglayim. So this is a riot to Rashbam Shita, that just drinking wine alone has considered a dover shetun abroch lachrein dem koyman. But we're talking about here, they went to drink down, to drink wine. Taisus talk is not gerus lishtos yayin. Because Taisus Shita is just drinking wine, is not considered dvar matun abroch lachrein dem koyman. Taishitra is only if you ate bread or else if you eat cake. But Stam Shiva Saminim, you don't have to make the bracha chren of Mkoyman. But here we're right to Rashbam Shita, that there was a chabura of people sitting down to drink wine. The okra raglayim, and it says such a lotion, that something happened sudden, that they have to leave their mokum without making the bracha chren. Mashmado minastam, you're not supposed to leave your mokum without making the bracha chren. So drinking wine is considered dvorim, shetun the bracha chren of Mkoyman. That really before you leave your place, you shouldn't make a brach achreina. Now here, for some reason, they got up and didn't make the brach achreina. V'chozru, then they came back again. It is alocha ein tzricha nevorach. They do not have to make a brach achreina. And here it does not say any chilek, whether you left over people in the room or you didn't leave over people in the room. Mashmi, even if all the people left. But as long as it's something that's tuna brach lachrein b'mkaimon, you do not have to make another brach achreina. This is a raya to Rav Chisda. So that's where Rashbam comes out, that's where he passed like that. It just says, yeah, I will share peiros umashkin, sheinim is shiva saminim, but let's say eating something not from the shiva saminim, sheinim tzrichim brochel achreim b'm kaimam, v'yochel b'bayi zeh, you started to eat your apple in this room, this house, v'chol z'gochel b'bayi sachar, then you went outside to another house, is sorok l'vorach t'chila. You have to make another brochel rishenim before you start eating in the second house. So to Rashbam, but where's for sure you don't have to make another bracha rishonim? If in the same room, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, that's not called hesek hadas, that's for sure. So the Rashbam Shita Mashmi is only mipino lepino. Because when you're eating an apple, or you're eating or drinking soda, if you make the shakl and you start eating at this side of the room, you're allowed to later walk to the other side of the room, that shit you don't have to make another bracha rishayna. That's not called the shina makam. But matra from the Rashbam, from one room to another room, is also called the shina makam. So you mamash in your house, and you sit down to drink water in the kitchen, and then you decide to go into the dining room, lechura, if you can't see from your kitchen the dining room, if you can't see that makam, that the Rashbam shit lechura, you would have to make another bracha rishayna. However, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, comes out to the Biraloch, he wants to say, Lamaisa, the Velt does not know like that, that people make a bracha rishon in one room in the house, and they walk throughout the whole house. Savadi says, the best thing is, Metchila, whenever you make a bird for a shakol, or you make a bird for eats in your house, you should Metchila have in mind that you want to eat this any place in your house. If you have in mind, B'shash, you make the bracha, you want to eat it any place in the one house, in one house, Abiyas on the one roof, even if you're downstairs, you will have that seated upstairs, that's okay. That shita is good. So the best thing is, whenever you make a shakal or a bur priate, have in mind that you don't only want to eat it right now, in this room right now, but you want to walk around the house and eat it any place in the house. That for sure helps according to everybody. But then the bir aloch is even makom, even let's say no. Metchil, you sat down to eat the apple on this table, and you didn't think you could go any place else. And then you get a phone call, they call you into the next room. So my sibidi ever, he's makom to say that in this same house, as long as you're under one room, even if you walk from one cheder, one room to another room, or even from downstairs to upstairs, it's still not called the shinu makam. Nageya tachila, it's only called the shinu makam if you go outside your house. Benachnami, if somebody, if a friend calls you outside, and you walk outside your house to say goodbye, or hello to somebody, then you come back inside your house, then for sure you have to make another bracha rishayna. If it's something that only needs a burn of precious at the end. So the Chachila was saying, when you eat these things of a shakol, have in mind that any place in the house you want to eat it. And if you didn't have that in mind, as long as you're inside your house, even from upstairs or downstairs or any room to another room, for the effort you don't have to make another bracha rishayna. That first bracha helps for every place. Right. Tana Rabbani. B'nei chabura shoyim misubin. You had five people sitting together. They were having their meal Friday afternoon. V'kiddush aleim hayom. And all of a sudden it came Peshkia. It came time to make Kiddush already. They started the meal Friday, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and the Suda went a nice long time, and before you know it, it's time to make Kiddush. is what's the halacha this braisa holds? Mevi in loy kosher yayin. You're supposed to bring them right now in the middle of the meal. They have to stop the meal right now. This is like the Yehuda sheet we had before. The yomer olah kedushas hayom. And you're supposed to make kiddush right now. You are not allowed to continue your suda. So you have to stop right now and make kiddush right now. V'sheini yomer olah v'rchas hamazon. And after you make kiddush, then right away the second kosher you have to bench on the second kosher. Diver Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. This is one girsa. This girsa says, first you make kiddush, and then you have to bench. Let's do the Rashbam. Hochi gassina. Tana Rabbonin. V'nei chabura shoyu misubin v'kiddush alayim ayayim. Is mevi'in lai kosher yayin v'yam rola kudushas ayayim. V'yemtsa sadosai. They're in the middle of their big meal right now. So as soon as it comes time to make kiddush, they have to stop the meal and they have to make kiddush right now. Then after they make kiddush, v'hasheni miyad oimer olav v'rchas hamazon. As soon as they get finished making kiddush, then they have to bench. Umasik and they make that sakum, they stop the meal. K'diyam Rav Yud Liel. This is Rav Yud Shit Liel we have. That if they were eating from before Shabbos and now it came time to make kiddush, you have to stop your meal and you have to make kiddush first. Here the kiddush is umiyu. That's the Chiddush that Christ holds. That even though before Rav Yehuda's Mashma, that as soon as it comes time to make Kiddush, you have to stop your first Suda, and Tosha there will learn you have to bench first, and then you go to make Kiddush. This Christ holds no. That since right now Lamais is a time to make Kiddush, so you're not allowed to eat right now. So you can't bench first, because if you bench first, you won't be able to drink the Kaddish, or drink as a Muslim, because you can't drink before you make Kiddush. So therefore, this price holds the first thing now you have to do, it became now Shkia, it's after Shkia. It's time to make Kiddush, you have to stop your meal and go make Kiddush L'Shem Shabbos, V'Makabel Shabbos. Now that you make Kiddush ready, now you have to go bench, like to end that first meal you're eating, and now when you bench, you can drink the Kosher Yayin, and then Echadami, now you have to start the Suder over again, L'Kavod Shabbos. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. Rashi says, another Lashon is, Kasinon, Rishonayim Rola Vrichas HaMazon. No, that the bright souls, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, now that it takes time to make Kiddush, first you have to do is stop your meal you started on the Friday afternoon and bench first. Then, Shein Yayim Rola Kiddush Hayayim. Then the second Kiddush right away make Kiddush. Over the Seft of the Brachas, Mochiach Lashon Rishon. The Seft is Mashmah the first Pshat, that no, that you have to first make Kiddush. Because since right now it's a man to make Kiddush, and if you hold, you're not allowed to continue eating. So, because since Kiddush comes right now, so you can't bench first, because then you can't drink the yayin. So, therefore, first you have to make Kiddush, and then you go bench, and finish your old meal, the weekday meal, Friday meal, and now you have to down portion and wash again, over again, to make a Suddish on Shabbos. Give it Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Yayimit, we had the Yossi before, was no. He holds Oichel V'Hoylech Hachatechshach. If you start to teach Friday afternoon, you're allowed to continue your Suda Mama Shacha Tefshach. You continue your Suda until 12 o'clock at night. Rashi, Rashbam, Achatigma Sudasan, Inami Hochen Boichlim Shetefshach. We have Yosef Taimel, the day, and not sleeping cloud. If Yosef Shitra is, even though you started Friday afternoon to have your Suda, and now it's come time to make Kiddush, you do not have to stop. You're allowed to continue reading your meal, and whenever you get finished, then you go ahead and make Kiddush. So the more Gomru Kois Rishon, Bavar Cholav Virchas Mazin. So according to Rav Yosi, whenever you finish.